This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, we're pretty busy today. The recent chemical attack that occurred in northern Syria has been confirmed that it was a chemical attack, that we believe the death toll is close to 90. Sarin gas has been suspected as the agent, so I'm going to give you guys the breakdown on what is sarin gas. Also, it looks like the GOP may be coming back with another overhaul for health care. They're working on that. They seem to be wanting to compromise, so I'll tell you what the latest is with that. We have six North Carolina hospital employees who have gotten sick because of pot-laced cookies and muffins. All right? I mean, how much could there have been for them to get sick? But apparently, there's a lot. We have a guest in the studio. We have Apollo, my dog, the one that farts all the time. I'm kind of doing an experiment on how long I can handle, you know, being in a close space with my dog. I love my dog. I love him so much, but I'm noticing that I am running away from him and I'm hiding from him because of the farts. And so I'll see if I could get through a few hours of being with Apollo. Of course, I'm going to have to take him outside to go potty, but he is my Apollo. Hi, Apollo. Do you want to say hi, Apollo? Oh, no, no. Apollo, he just wants to rub tummy. I cannot rub tummy when I'm on air. And honestly, it's really hard because, you know, he's a guy. And he's pretty well endowed, this dog. And it's like, you know, can you please? The studio, is it's a family-friendly environment, okay? Nobody needs to see that. Roll back the other way. Not so good. All right. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. MJ writes, he failing to treat causes of diseases and treating symptoms instead. He says, I feel a certain amount of stupidity exists among most doctors when it comes to determining causes and addressing them. Now, he said, I have a great amount of knowledge and skill. So thank you very much. Thank you. Good, good, good. Okay, but he says there's some stupidity out there. He says high blood pressure is a prime example. He says you go to the doctor and he immediately prescribes this pill or that to suppress. I believe this is okay, he writes, but I also believe that most of the time the patient stays on the medication for life while causes are not addressed. He says the pharmaceutical industry is well pleased, and I doubt if they'd appreciate it if they were cut out of the dance. He said, anyway, I thought this would be an interesting topic for your show. Thank you. And, yeah, thank you, MJ. That it is a good topic, something that probably leads or necessitates a much longer discussion. But let's take high blood pressure, for example, okay? If you were doing blow or cocaine and you came in and you had high blood pressure, I had already gotten a history from you, and I found out that's why you have high blood pressure, I would tell you to stop doing cocaine. And I may give you something temporarily to lower the blood pressure. Okay? Or if, let's say, you were drinking a bunch of energy drinks, right, and your blood pressure, and we're talking lots of energy drinks. But the average high blood pressure patient, and I know, MJ, this is just one example, but the average high blood pressure patient, right, who has high blood pressure or called essential hypertension, there's no other cause. You know, there's secondary hypertension that could be caused, you know, from the adrenal glands, or from maybe thyroid disorder, et cetera. But the majority of high blood pressures are essential, or it just happens. Now, the longer a doctor takes to try to find a reason and can't fix it, the longer you have damage to your eyes, to your kidneys, to your brain. I have to institute a medication. It would be malpractice if your blood pressure was, let's say, 190 over 110, and I refused to give you a medication because I thought there was some underlying cause that, and what type of underlying cause could make it go that high? In fact, we're even being told that even if there is a secondary cause, to at least try to get them out of stroke range, try not to let them have damage to the eyes and the kidneys and the heart while you are trying to figure it out, which you may never figure out. Some people, their arteries just stiffen, or their kidneys shoot off the renin and the and trigger the renin-aldosterone angiotensin system that causes blood pressure to spike. Now, I mean, you know, how many of you drink coffee during the day, right? And one or two cups, and the doctor says, "Well, stop the cup of coffee," and your blood pressure is still high. And then I'm not doing my job. If you can't drink a cup of coffee or have one energy drink without worrying that you're going to stroke, I'm not doing my job. So that's why, it's not so much a pharmaceutical industry issue. Right? You know, you blow a gasket, you die, I get sued. So yes, we're going to start medication. Same thing with diabetes, right? If I have a person who is 300 pounds and they become diabetic, and I tell them, lose 150 pounds, do I not treat the diabetes while he's losing the 150 pounds? And what percentage of people who are 300 pounds will on their own lose the 150 necessary? 0.0000001. So you bet your butt that I'm going to institute some diabetic medication before they go into a diabetic coma, before they go blind, before they have any more issues with their kidneys or their heart. So we have to start treating while we're trying to figure out everything else that's going on, or while we're waiting for you to maybe get your act together. But if somebody cannot lose 100, I've been trying to lose 30 pounds now for years. I'm a doctor. I know exactly what to do. I've been exercising twice a day. I've been cutting back on my carbs. I've been doing everything that I think is right. And no, the weight does not come off. So what? I'm going to, for years, if I had needed a medication, thank God I don't have diabetes, but if I did, really, a doctor's going to sit there and wait all those years? So that's why a medication gets instituted right away. And MJ, I'm not mad at you, but it's not a stupidity issue. It's a, it's an intelligence issue, because if we're trying to say, oh, yeah, it's because your mother-in-law is in town, that's why your blood pressure's high, your mother-in-law is always going to come into town. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
She's a liar. She's a liar.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so as many of you know, I am catching up on Homeland. Homeland was not on Netflix, so I didn't have Showtime. I think it's a Showtime original. I don't know. So I was unable to get Netflix for some reason. Now my husband is able to get Showtime. I think he bought Showtime. I don't know what he did. But we wanted to see Homeland. And I think we're right now in season 5. And not to mess it up for anybody who hasn't seen Homeland, but there was an episode where one of the actors, and I don't want to say who because I don't want to do a spoiler alert, even though, you know, the show's been out for years, gets exposed to sarin gas. And I watched that episode the night before we heard about the chemical attack or the at the time, alleged chemical attack on northern Syria. Killed maybe, I think the death toll is now up to close to 90. Wounded thousands more. And according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, victims were having difficulty breathing, foaming at the mouth, seizures, bleeding from the nose and the mouth, fainting. Some progressed to losing consciousness, and, of course, many died. For those of you who have seen Homeland and you saw that episode, that's what happens with sarin gas. That one episode where you see the person exposed. And it's very, very frightening. But the accuracy, you know, the accuracy that the show has was pretty accurate. And so for that to happen in real life, and it has happened, you know, before in the past, it's extremely frightening. So when we heard that these were the symptoms, my first thought was, if it was a chemical attack, they probably used sarin gas. So what is sarin gas? All right. So sarin is a liquid, and it's clear. It has no odor. It has no taste. It has no color. So you could have absolutely no idea if you were exposed to it. It's not like you could smell it a couple miles away going, oh, okay, you know what? I think we're coming into something bad. It could also be vaporized. It could be used as a gas, so it could be a liquid. It could be an aerosol. And it's an extremely potent nerve agent. Now, where there's a lot of confusion is, how does sarin affect you? How does it act? Okay, so here's a little bit of chemistry. It's a little bit confusing, but let me walk you through it, okay? Because this subject is going to come up a lot. You know, when you hear about organophosphate poisoning and poisoning by pesticides, an attack by a nerve agent will be very similar to overdosing or somebody accidentally ingesting a pesticide or insecticide. All right, so if you remember, oh, yeah, you know, if your cat does that or if your kids do that, they could have all these symptoms and we have to, you know, give atropine or whatever. That's very similar to what sarin does. So what it does is it inhibits an enzyme called cholinesterase. Now, cholinesterase is an enzyme that's in the body, and what it does is it breaks down acetylcholine. Okay, so here are two big, and trust me, when I was in medical school, I'm like, are you kidding me? Okay, they have practically the same letters, just the letters are switched around. You got cholinesterase, you got acetylcholines. Okay, so the esterase, anything that ends in ace is an enzyme. Acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter. So neurotransmitters help transmit nerve signals to nerves and to muscles. Acetylcholine is everywhere in the body, at every synapse, at every kind of bridging area. The problem is there has to be feedback mechanisms. Remember I taught you guys with how Viagra worked, there's a feedback mechanism so you don't have, in the human body when you have, let's say, an erection. All right? You can't have an erection all day long. Some may wish that, but you can't. You gotta function. Okay? You gotta go to the Walmart. You know? I mean, you gotta get out of the house. So there's a natural feedback mechanism to stop the erection. Viagra prevents that feedback mechanism so you can maintain an erection longer. All right? So now let's go back to nerves, okay? I just kind of put that in because I taught you guys that. So I hope that, oh, okay, I understand. You got feedback mechanisms, and then some medications stop the feedback mechanism. That's what sarin does. Sarin stops the feedback mechanism that controls a neurotransmitter. So this acetylcholine, that's a neurotransmitter in the body that has to send signals to the muscles and the nerves, it could build up and keep building up and keep causing stimulation of the muscles and the nerves. So in your body, this cholinesterase, that enzyme, has to be there to break it down and keep it in check. Sarin stops that patrol, stops that cholinesterase, prevents it from working. So then the acetylcholine keeps enhancing and enhancing, keeps causing the firing and the nerve firing to the point that you have continual stimulation of the muscles and the nerve fibers. So that ends up being the way the brilliance of the drug. It's a very, I don't want to use the word brilliance in a positive sense, but it doesn't so much inject something into your body that turns around and directly hurts organs. What it does is it stops the feedback mechanism, so you get hurt by your own neurotransmitter. So when you have this constant stimulation, you end up getting, you don't have the control to hone it in. So what are some of these symptoms? So within seconds of a sarin gas exposure, you'll start getting chest tightness. Okay, remember, it's a constant stimulation of it. You're in constant spasms, so to speak, from a molecular level. You can't get any rest with your respiratory muscles. You actually end up, the most common cause of death from sarin gas is respiratory depression. After so much overstimulation, your lungs just can't work anymore. So symptoms could be chest tightness, it could be cough, runny nose, watery eyes, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, headache, abdominal pain, drooling. You can even have diarrhea, increased urination, fatigue. You start to fatigue because of all that overstimulation of the muscles and nerves. You start to have difficulty breathing. When you start having difficulty breathing, you become hypoxic, losing oxygen. You get confused. Your blood pressure could drop. The muscle twitching continues. You could seize. You could lose consciousness, and unfortunately, you could die. Now, I was asked, what happens if you survive a sarin gas? Now, I haven't gotten to that point in Homeland, but I remember a while back, people who were watching it had said, what are the long-term effects of sarin gas? Because they wanted to know what was going to happen to the star on Homeland. Don't tell me, because I haven't gotten to that part yet. But you could survive. Some can. But if they do, they could have symptoms for weeks or maybe even long-term neurological effects. So how do you get exposed? Well, again, it could be in liquid form. It could be aerosolized. It could be introduced into populations by food, water supply. It could directly contact the skin. You could even inhale it. So what you need to have done, and if you need more information on this, go to my website at drdahlia.com. I wrote a piece on that. But if you want even more specifics, go to the CDC website. They have a lot of information. But what you got to do is, if you ever get exposed from an aerosol, from a splash, whatever, you have got to remove your clothing. You have got to wash it off. All right? Because your skin is going to keep absorbing it. Now, atropine is the antidote. All right? They talked about that in Homeland, and we've talked about this on the show. Antidote is an antidote for nerve agent, or atropine is the antidote for nerve agent poisoning. What it does is it blocks the acetylcholine receptor sites so the signals stop firing. So what it does is it bypasses what the hell the sarin gas is doing to that cholinesterase, and it blocks the receptor, so when acetylcholine does continue to build up, it can't really work because it gets blocked on the other side. Now, there's another medication that starts to go in and tries to break up what sarin did. That's called pralidoxine. Now, pralidoxine will help reactivate that cholinesterase, that check and balance enzyme, because what it does is it breaks up the bond that the nerve agent made to it so it could free it up so it could go back to work. It's kind of like a boot. Sarin gas is like a boot on that check and balance enzyme. It breaks off the boot. All right? So now, both atropine and pralidoxine can be given as auto-injectors, or you could just inject it. By the way, the history of sarin gas is kind of interesting. It was developed as a pesticide back in Nazi Germany in 1938 by Gerhard Schroeder. Apparently, they found it to be 500 more times more deadly than cyanide. It was so sick, we've been told that the scientists were incapacitated for a month. So they couldn't use it as a pesticide, but instead the Nazis are like, wow, we could use this as a chemical warfare agent. And they named it after all the scientists. Sarin is for Schroeder, Ambrose Rudger, and Van Lith. So they came up with sarin. Thank God it wasn't used during World War II, but it was used in 88 by the Iraqis to kill 5,000 Kurds, and then in Tokyo during the 1995 subway attack. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So you're going to see headlines that Obamacare is popular after all. I mean, I'm looking right now at the Huffington Post. Obamacare's popularity just hit a record high. I don't get it, especially since some states are going to have to, you know, close it down. Some cities have to close it down. There's not enough insurance companies to be on it. So I'm not really sure why it's, you know, considered popular if it's going to be non-existent in some cities. I don't, you know, or parts of it. Not really too sure, but they say that Americans' view of the current healthcare law are more positive than they've been since the bill was signed in 2010. Okay, you know what I say that is? Okay, you know how there's a family member you've never even, you know, talked to, and then all of a sudden they're about to die? So you go to the hospital and you sit with them and you go, oh my gosh, you are so awesome. I'm sorry to see you go. You know, and you kind of get closer to them because it's the end. You know, I mean, I've been kind of doing that with the dog. You know, we have Apollo in the studio. Hey, Apollo, bye.
Oh, he's asleep.
All right, man, we got Apollo. Yeah, Apollo's here. No, he hasn't farted yet, thank God, because there's no windows in my studio. You know, I've gotten really close to the dog because he's getting older. I mean, don't tell him. I don't want him to understand what going to the farm is. But he's kind of getting up there in age. I think he's almost 11 years old. You know, and for, you know, labs, that's kind of old. And so, you know, I don't want him to go to the farm, but I'm really trying to get close to him, you know, and more lovey-dovey, you know, because I feel bad because I know the end is near. So maybe that's what's happening. Maybe Americans are like, oh, Obamacare's going away, and, oh, you know, okay, Sarasa, we'll miss you. You know, I think that's what's going on. They said, on average, nearly half of the public now favors Obamacare, according to HuffPost's pollsters aggregate, with only 42% opposed. They said, according to a new Gallup survey, Obamacare approval has jumped 13 percentage points in the last 5 months thanks to increased backing from both Democrats and Republicans. Backing? Who? As well as a notable 17-point swing among political independents. I would really like to see a little bit, I'd like to really dissect this poll here. It's not making any sense to me. 55% of the public now approves. The first time Gallup polling was found, a majority support for the law. According to Gallup's Jim Norman, if that majority holds, it would be a significant development. Politically, it creates a major obstacle to Trump and Congress's ongoing efforts to change or replace the law. In future elections, you know what? The dog just farted. I'm sorry, guys. Oh, Lord have mercy. Sorry if I'm short of breath. I'm trying to do this while holding my nose. Apollo, I'm trying to do the news. Come on, hold it in. Put a cork in it, please. I had to bring the dog with me because I got to take it to the vet later. Oh, that stunk. Oh, man, I spoke too soon. My microphone's turning yellow. All right, anyway, according to Jim Norman, politically this creates a major obstacle to Trump and Congress's ongoing efforts to change or replace the law. In future elections, it could turn the GOP's opposition to the law from an asset into a liability. More importantly, in the daily lives of Americans, it might mean that the most sweeping changes to the nation's healthcare system in decades will remain the law of the land for the foreseeable future. I don't get it, guys. All right, it's not going to exist much longer because there's no insurance company. No, there's no, but many insurance companies don't want anything to do with it. Why are they talking about law of the land and it, you know, staying there for, I don't get that. Now, they say another survey released finds less overwhelming support. All right. In the Kaiser Family Foundation's latest tracking poll, views of the current healthcare law are evenly split, 46% in favor and 46% opposed. But 64% of Americans say it's a good thing that the GOP healthcare plan failed, 31% because they oppose an Obamacare repeal, and 29% because they have concerns about replacing it with the American Healthcare Act. All right, so we're looking at these polls, and I don't know. If that's how people feel, Trump got elected, and I think one of the main reasons why Trump got elected was because of Obamacare. You know, I mean, if everybody loved Obamacare and there was that much support, then Hillary would have probably been elected, right? Because they would not have wanted a repeal and replace. How then did Trump get elected? Obviously, there's a lot of people there unhappy. But even if, let's say I liked it. Let's say I sat here and I said, Obamacare is good. I can't even say it. Let me try. Hold on a second. You know, Obamacare is really good. I can't say it. Obamacare sucks. Oh, now that came out easy. But I can't say the G word. Good. I can't say it. All right. So let's say, okay, in La La Land, all right, let's say I eat one of those pot-laced brownies and I decide for funs and giggles that I say it's, you know, in my state, we only really had HMOs left to choose from on our exchange. I couldn't afford $1,200 a month that was going higher, you know, health insurance premiums with $12,000 deductibles. So, guys, even if the whole country likes it, It's falling apart. Now, the GOP is still working on it. And everybody's saying, well, GOP is reviving an Obamacare repeal bill. I don't think the GOP ever stopped working on it. I mean, we're in trouble here. That's a problem. We already talked about how Knoxville, Tennessee, their exchange is done by 2018. So by, you know, October, when people need to buy insurance, they have to buy it outside the Obamacare plan. They got to find an insurance company outside. No subsidies, nothing. They're already starting to go back to private enterprise and, you know, the private market. Now, House Speaker Paul Ryan today announced a Republican agreement Thursday on a legislative language, according to USA Today, that he said will bring House Republicans closer to repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. Now, remember he had to cancel a vote on repeal, right, last month, because there was, you know, the Freedom Caucus disagreed because it was too light a bill. Democrats didn't like it for a variety of reasons. Now, with this, what they're going to do is create a new federal risk-sharing program that he said will lower premiums and protect those who need access to affordable care. The $15 billion proposal for the Federal Invisible Risk-Sharing Program, as described in a memo from House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who's a Republican for California, is designed to help states reduce premiums by reducing health insurance insurers for high-cost individuals beginning in 2018. Why are we paying insurance companies $1,000 a month per person? So we're giving the money again to insurance companies who are hiking their rates. I just still don't like it. The proposal by Representatives Gary Palmer of Alabama and David Schweikert of Arizona is modeled after a program in Maine. The promise is just too important and the consequences of an action are too dire for American families to give up, for us to give up. So this amendment, they say, according to Paul Ryan, will make the American Health Care Act a better bill, and the caucus is still working on other consensus ideas. Now, again, we have the staunch conservative Freedom Caucus members and the more moderate who are, apparently they're saying they may be able to close the gap, right, of this. Many Freedom Caucus members, remember, refused to support the earlier version of the bill, and efforts to add language to woo them apparently cause moderates to turn against the bill. So, you know, how do you please everybody? You're not going to. Now, here's something we need to talk about, which is going to be very, very tough for a lot of us to hear. What happens if Republicans have to cut their losses and Obamacare has to still stay in place? I know a lot of people want the whole Obamacare bill to be repealed, replaced, gone away, and erased from memory. We are not going to erase history. Obama was president. And some of his quote-unquote signature moves, I think, have been the focus of people trying to erase what he did in his presidency. If that can't be done, is there a way we could still move on? Let's talk more about this. And 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tune in 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Tom from Baltimore. Is this our Tom? Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. What's going on, my man?
You know, I'm wondering, listening to you. And by the way, you have quite the knowledge base. You continually impress me. You know, if I didn't know you were a doctor, I'd swear you might be a university professor.
Wait, I am
But those poor students, oh my gosh, I know. I don't know what I'm teaching them. I had to teach murmurs.
Here's what I'm thinking.
It's scary stuff.
As a retired detective, I'm thinking this. With the wily ways and natural intuition that come natural to the female gender and your tremendous knowledge base, you have a stick that you can wield either passively, aggressively, or just plain aggressively. And I bet you your kids pay with that stick once in a while, don't they?
Oh, I whoop their tushies with that stick good. What's going on, Tom?
You can outwit them. You can just.
I do.
You've got so many tools in your toolkit there.
Yeah, they're wishing they had a different mama every day. Yep.
Well, here's what I'm thinking too. Maybe you're just not being a good comrade. Comrade doctor, we need to take care of our people in this country. And of course, I'm saying that with all the sarcasm that you might
get from
that sentence. But listen, that is the problem, isn't it, doctor? That half of the country really does indeed want a system of government that the founders did not provide. You know, and I think it's natural. We cannot force people to think like we do.
Well, clarify for a sec. Wait a second, Tom. Clarify. Hold on, Tom. Sorry. So I don't want to get lost, and I don't want my listeners to get lost. But are you saying half the country would want a socialized system? Are you saying that? Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah. So you said that our forefathers. You said that half the country wants what our forefathers didn't envision with our Constitution, or half the country wants what our forefathers envisioned.
That's correct. My thinking is this. We've gotten to a point where it seems like about half the population is fine with having ceded the power that was with we the people. They've ceded that power to bureaucratic leaders, politicians, judges, and they're fine with that. They agree with statutory laws. They don't mind moving away from common law. They like it. They want more regulation. And then you have the purists, like I believe you and I are, who really would like to see simply common law. We'd like to see our political leaders adhere to the Constitution, which has kind of become a joke to many of them. I would argue that it has, because they rarely mention it and they hardly ever adhere to it. The way our founders and the framers wanted things to be, with less governance. So wouldn't it make sense, and I've argued this for quite some time, that we act like adults and talk about splitting the country like a civilized society would do? Listen, my grandmother immigrated here from Czechoslovakia. You can split a country without war. People say you can't, but you can. Listen, we can argue all day long.
So, Tom, what do you mean by it gets us nowhere. No good. Sorry to interrupt, but so what do you mean by splitting the countries? Like where those that want socialism would be like in California, and those that don't would be in Nevada and Arizona. Or we split the country in half. Let's say, is that what you're talking about?
It certainly would not be that easy, and it would be a real mess, and probably there would be some violence from it. However, do you honestly see, with where we are today, and again, I think it's natural in the course of human events that people do grow and come to a point where they refine their beliefs to a point where I think we are now, where you've got one side that says, listen, we're not budging from this. We want X, Y, and Z. We want these social programs. We don't mind ceding our rights. They believe rights are given by the government. They don't necessarily believe that they're naturally ours by God. And they want it that way. We can't force them to believe like we do, just like they cannot force us to believe the way they do.
But what if, Tom, though, right? No, Tom.
They fight all day long.
You're right. But what if the majority of those people that say, look, we want all these social programs, what if the majority of them are not putting in the money for those programs, to be? So if somebody votes, okay, you know what, those of us that make, let's say $100,000 a year total, No taxes for us, but tax those that make $150,000. You know, I mean, what if it's an impractical, you know, in other countries, more people pay taxes than in America. We have more Americans that don't pay taxes than many other countries. So we can't do what Germany does or Norway does because they're a lot more rigid and strict with their tax structure.
Well, you know, again, very astute of you to point that out. And, of course, what you're talking about is really at the heart of the two philosophies that I'm talking about. You know, either you're going to think, as our founders did, that rights, including your own property earned by your own labor, come from the inherent value of individual people, not government, and must be protected from government, or you reject that foundational American idea and instead think that rights can be manufactured and removed, by the way, by government for whatever it deems to be the greater good. And that is at the heart of the issue, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. No, I think so. I know. And you know, you're right. Some people, they just won't. They, you know, what I was going to talk about with healthcare is some people, no matter what, they want to erase Obama's legacy. They want no Obamacare, no remnant of it. And we may not be able to move forward.
Trust me,
I'd like it erased either. I'd like to, you know, erase a lot of what happened, you know, in the last 8 years. But
healthcare.
Uh-huh.
Can you erase the Tennessee Valley Act? That was a social program that was horrible. It can't be done. It can't be undone. Can you erase Social Security? No. And you're right. You're so on point. I do not think that you're going to find, again, with this divide we have, that you're going to get rid of it. People will not stand for it. You see what they're doing? They're rioting.
I know.
Once you give it, like government, once you give government a certain leeway, certain privileges, so to speak, it's real hard to pull it back.
You can't.
They cut both ways.
Especially, yeah, yeah. Tom, thanks for calling. As always, very stimulating. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, in terms of cutting our losses, if in order for us to move forward with healthcare, we have to technically keep Obamacare in place. I mean, would anybody go for that? Would anybody on any conservative go for that? I mean, trust me, I want to vomit in my mouth just even thinking about that. But we have to fix healthcare somehow. And you know, yes, we'd have to trust the history books to say, you know, look, this stunk. This didn't have to be. But maybe in order to make something move forward, we have to get rid of the idea of, look, you know, wiping something out of the history books and saying, look, you know, we are going to fix Obamacare. We're going to duct tape it. We're going to make it work. But maybe we'll put another name or spin on it. What we have to realize is those who loved what President Obama did, yeah, and who believe that his presidency was good, will always tout that. You will have half the country that will say, look, you know, he did good, he did this, he did, and they're allowed to do that. If they really benefited, you know, from his policies, if we thought that we were safer, if, you know, some people benefited from the economy or whatever they benefited from, and they have a right to, express that, you know, they were able to be successful during an Obama reign, they're allowed to, you know, express that. But, you know, no matter what we do with Obamacare, it's still going to be in the history books. So then should we just move forward? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.